might have overdid it. Oh, my God.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is
Miles. You're cracking me up already. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh. Oh. Weirdo.
I just got out of the hot tub there, man. Wow. That was hot.
Yeah, I know. I was trying. I call him up. I call you up and you're it's the fun here water splash. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
Are you giving a baby a bath? No, you're in the tub. Oh my God.
I was in the tub. I felt like getting the tub going.
We have a time that we talk to each other.
Yeah.
And you're always like doing something inappropriate when I call.
I was waiting for you, and I said, okay, I'll just take a quick bath.
It's the time you're supposed to call. I'll just take a bath.
Now my sack's down on my knees. Thanks a lot, man. That was a hot bath.
Is that why you're saying, oh?
I know.
Uh-oh. You're breaking up again. This is no good. Can you still hear me? Oh, it's breaking up something terrible. Hopefully he'll come back here. I don't know. I may have to call him back because it's breaking up terrible. All right, let me pause this. I'm going to call you back if you can hear me.
You're going to try to call back?
Oh, wait. Now I can hear you. Say something.
I can hear you a little bit.
Yeah, it's real choppy. It's shitty, isn't it?
You're garbled.
It's Skype, I swear to God. It'll be the death of all of us. All right, I'm going to call you right back. All right, we're back. I'm recording again.
Right.
We'll see how long it lasts this time for. We had very shitty luck tonight with the Skypeola here. It's not doing its job.
Yeah.
You're like laying around going, oh, my elongated nutsack, and Skype is not working. Oh, you're sounding bad already.
I know.
Oh, my God. So did you measure? I mean, like, is there a...
No, come on.
There's a new Guinness World Book of Records show on television now. Maybe you could get longest nutsack.
That sounds impossible.
Well, you know, you're like one of those yogis. Remember watching That's Incredible?
Yeah.
When you were a kid and the yogi Kudu would get in that box or whatever?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be the guy with the longest nutsack.
I like the one where Kathy Lee jumped into that pool. And I was like, wow.
Oh, Kathy Crosby, yeah.
Yeah, Kathy Lee Crosby, yo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because she was all nipping out. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody come on here. I don't know who that was. So, yeah, very nice.
Break up.
All right, I'm going to have to, I think I know the culprit behind these problems. I'm going to go and yell at somebody. All right, I'm going to pause again, and I'm going to go yell at somebody, and then pausing right now, and then I'll be right back. I was just, the kid's on the doing Skype things now, and so it's screwing up Skype, so I had to go kick him off. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
That's what you get, you know, getting those older kids like your kids get on the Xbox and whatnot.
When we go to Skype, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then.
Yeah, so we'll see if that helps out a little bit here with this whole mess. Between that and your bathing and your elongated scrotum, I don't know what else could happen to this evening to really, you know...
Yeah, you're right. Oh, God.
Are you massaging your own scrotum with your feet?
I am just stretching out, man. Just stretching out.
Literally, evidently. So.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, there's that new show.
Yeah.
That Guinness World Book of Records show, you know. Yogi Miles and his, you know, you could use it like a bullwhip and pick things up with it.
We're going to see if we can play double dutch with the scrotum.
You could knock a cigarette out of somebody's mouth.
We're going to put the cigarette in Manny Fortunato's mouth.
Oh,
we're
going to
see if we can knock it off.
I was thinking like somebody a little bit nicer looking than female.
Okay. I didn't know what direction you were going in with that.
Not that Manny is not a good looking man, but I don't think he'd
be down with doing it either. But I don't know. I don't think
he wants to have the mail snatched out of his fingers with your scrotum.
He's like freaking Spider-Man.
That's right.
Like, I got a special delivery here for you. Holy cow!
Oh my god, that's like one of them kids' toys with a sticky hand. he's got like the sticky scrot.
He hasn't bathed in about a week.
That's right. Oh, well, just the backside's sticky. The front side's nice and.
And he's pretty swampy down there right now. Right. So here he goes.
He doesn't get bat wings. He gets frickin' condor wings.
Manny gets $1,000 for each letter he can keep holding in his hand.
Only with one hand.
Only with one hand, though. Here he goes.
He's got a griffin by the fingertips.
Oh, he's requesting to be blindfolded because he doesn't want to witness this.
Okay, and he's just going to hear the sound of, like, flesh against paper. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I'm sorry, Manny.
Sorry. That is totally disgusting.
We would never do that.
Super elastic bubble plastic scrotum.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's just horrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. You're like an elephant with that thing. Oh my god.
Well, it could have been worse. I could have still been in the tub and talking about it, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah, it'd be worse, wouldn't it?
Does it float? I mean,
Come on.
I'm just asking. Inquiring minds want to know.
Now you're getting weird. Now you're getting into a weird.
Now it's weird. Before it was just funny. Now it's weird.
Why don't you go out and get yourself a Brahma bowl and immerse it and see what happens?
Brahma bowl. Oh my goodness. But anyway, that show has got he was a guy on MTV for a while. He's a VJ. Oh, he's the host of that Guinness World Record thing. Dan, what was his name?
JJ Jackson, not original VJ.
This was
Alan.
Your buddy,
the first internet podcaster,
Adam Curry. No, it wasn't Adam Curry.
No, it wasn't Adam Curry.
This is a younger VJ.
Dan Cortez.
Oh, you've seen it, so you've seen the show.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, you're not a fan? Okay.
No, I've seen a little bit of it.
Oh, yeah, they're making some noise again there. Yeah. So, Dan Cortez, he was a VJ like in the 90s or something.
Yeah.
But now he's doing the Guinness World Book of Records show. So, he's got that going. He was on Seinfeld. Dan Cortez, he did a couple of guest stints on Seinfeld, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
I did not. Weird, wild stuff.
Yes.
Yes. Well, speaking of weird, wild stuff, I was at McDonald's today.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my son to work with me today, and we went and got some McDonald's because he wanted to get McDonald's for lunch. And we're standing in, this is the most horrible McDonald's over there in St. Louis.
Wait, you didn't go in?
Yes, we went in because...
Oh, go to the drive-thru and take the kid to a park or something.
Well, I asked him, do you want to drive through? No, he wanted to go in, and I'm like, okay. But, you know, it's you know, freaky deaky inside the McDonald's in the city. It's not bad or anything. It's just, there's just a lot of hangers-on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That free coffee is a lure for some weird people, so.
I'd do everything for french fries. Yeah.
The free refills on the coffee really brings them in, so. We had this, now this McDonald's is mostly a drive-through McDonald's because that's what everybody does, so. You know, they got like 100 people working the drive-through and like one poor person who doesn't want to be there working the counter. So there was a big long line, and we're at the end of the line, and kind of a special a guy who looks a little bit like you, but you know, more retarded.
Yeah,
if that's possible. He's got his stuff and he sits down, and then there was this old woman and her like granddaughter. And they must have went to, like, five tables. Where do you want to sit, honey? You know, grandma's got, like, a cane, and she's, like, barely balancing this tray full of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so my son and I are waiting at the back of the line there, and, of course, they were going to sit one place. They actually sat down.
All right.
And then they look at her, I don't like this, you know, chair or whatever, and I'm just kind of, you know, just kind of taking it all in here. Keeping my eye open for any random acts of violence, and
sure.
So Grandma walks behind us by this special ed kind of guy, and proceeds to dump the drink on the floor, right? Because it's teetering on the tray there. So the medium Coke or whatever just goes everywhere, and this guy proceeds to jump up and yell at the old woman.
What?
You always got that on my coat.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus, God.
You got soda on my coat. You got it on my coat. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Did you walk there alone?
No, we stayed.
Oh, my God. You're an idiot.
The line moved forward, so we were getting away from the action there, but... Needless to say, the gentleman was not really happy with the whole incident. The old lady's like, oh my.
So
then she cuts up the front to tell the uninterested worker that there's a big spill out there that she just made. It's like a whole Coke all over the place.
Oh, God.
And then the special guy moves to another table. He's got my Coke on my jacket, Coke on my jacket. Coke on my jacket.
God. God.
My son thought it was hilarious, so we stuck around. I'm like, come over here closer to me. Get on the other side here. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude was about ready to go off on this whole Coca-Cola in the jacket thing, you know.
Yeah.
It was worse than me with a deck of specialty playing cards. Just, you know. If you know what I'm referring to, it's you always like to talk about my obsessions there. So
it's my obsession.
Yeah. So it was.
Did you spill something near that man too? Did you bring ketchup nearby? Like, well, oh my God.
No. I suggested we not sit anywhere near him. He was a little bit agitated at that point. So.
The new show on NBC, Graham and the Retard.
Oh, oopsies! Oh, I got on my coat.
Oh, my God.
I can envision you. That's my new Bears jacket. My new Bears jacket got coca.
I would be pissed. I would be.
Yeah, you'd be all over Granny, wouldn't you?
Unleashed. Start flinging out the sack.
You smudged my... refrigerator paleontograph.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's where she gets hit in the face with a scroat.
Your new nickname is going to be Bullfrog.
Bullfrog, you think? Yes. Hey, Bullfrog.
Hey, Bullfrog, you got that.
Hey.
You got that
who can help us?
Sticky scroat.
Ooh, it smells.
Yeah.
Smells like Fromunda cheese.
I was going to say, it smells like Fromunda.
Fromunda cheese.
Oh my goodness. So that's what's going on. So we had a good day at the office there with a nice lunch. Interrupted by moments of violence from disabled people, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So how was your day? Did you have a good day or?
That was good. Yeah, I went up in for a checkup today, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little scrot stretching there.
No, yeah, I wish, man. I wish.
So you went for a checkup today? Seriously?
Yeah, a new nurse. She's super hot. She's like apostolic or something. I don't know what. She's got some weird like yarmulke on her head or something. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. They wear some kind of weird thing on their head. I don't know what it is.
That's strange.
I know, but man, just a fantastically good-looking blonde girl with blue eyes. Like, oh, my
with
God.
Something on her head.
Yeah, they wear some kind of knitted cap.
Is she, is it for some religious purpose, or?
Yeah, no, they're some kind of religious sect or something. I don't know what it is.
So you're, is she the only one, or the whole office is that way?
No, just the only, she was the only one. I think they usually wear dresses, which that's what screwed me up, because, like, she wasn't wearing a dress.
Oh, she wasn't.
No.
Maybe it was like a skort. Does that count?
It was not a skort. It was not a skort.
Skort.
The skort was next to the scrot.
Because the mirrors on your shoes told you so, or what?
I don't know. She had a hard time getting my blood pressure. She's like, could you just pull up your shirt a little bit more?
Yeah, it's because of that.
It's
like trying to take the blood pressure of a whale.
I don't know if you can do one on my leg or not. But, I'll be willing to drop these pants if you'd like.
I could do the earlobe, you know. I could just do the earlobe thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, wow. I'm like, wow, man, what a knockout. Jeez.
Really? With a weird hat on, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, like, hardly no makeup, but didn't need it either. I'm like, wow.
I wonder what religion this is. You got me puzzled now. I'm just...
I don't know. They wear some weird little knitted thing on their head. It's about the size of a pack of cigarettes or something.
You and every doctor has something with the size of a pack of cigarettes that you deal with. You notice that?
Well, that's how I, you know, that's how I grew up. A lot of people smoked in my family. So.
I guess so. What size would you say it is? Oh, a pack of cigarettes. Carton of cigarettes.
Menthol.
Yeah, menthol. That's right. a whole case of cigarettes. That's my measurement device.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll bet for her areolis. Oh, a pack of cigarettes, I'd say. They're very freakish.
Take five and, you know, hold them in your hand. There you go.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a. I don't know. I don't know. I just pack cigarettes. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just some little knitted thing they wear. I don't know.
That's interesting.
I figure you would know this. You're like the king of... you're like an ordained minister. I mean, I figure you would know all religions. And...
No, I only know the ones that'll ordain me. That's the only ones I know.
Oh, I see. The ordaining.
No, I mean, it's not a yarmulke. Right?
No, I was just joking. It's not a yarmulke, so everyone just don't get all excited. It was not a yarmulke.
Was it round or square?
It's kind of squarish, I guess.
Right. Is she like Mennonite?
I don't know.
I don't think they believe in medicine, do they? Mennonites.
They believe in what? I don't
medicine
know.
Medicine at all?
In.
I mean, she's working at a doctor's office. So what would you get checked up on?
I was hoping she'd believe in fellatio. That's what I thought. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, she'd be like, you'd be like, rub my balls, and she'd be like, my arm's not long enough, sorry.
Do you know, have you ever seen The Sack of Worms?
What was the technical term for that, Sack of Worms?
There's a Latin term for it, I forget what it's called.
Yeah, okay. You told me one time on the show. Yeah,
something like biggest dickest or something. Oh, yeah. It was something like that.
Baseball baddest.
Baseball baddest, yeah. Elephantitis or something.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not what it was called.
Romulus.
It was probably called Microscopus.
Microscopus, yeah. Yeah.
So what were you getting checked up on? I mean,
sick? I basically have like 3 or 4 different diseases that I have to, you know, watch myself for, and I have to.
Yes.
I got to check up, you know, make sure, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this is one of your disease checkups, because I think you like to go to the doctor like a little too much. I mean, you know.
I have good health care. I'm sorry. Be jealous. You know, I'm getting checked out.
Yeah.
But I know this girl's working there. I might go a little more.
Yeah, I was
just
saying.
I have a headache. Ow.
Yeah, well, I think you should get that scrot checked out, because, I mean, if it's, you know, hanging that low, you probably got some issues there.
I got a boo-boo on my finger.
Eventually, that thing's just going to rip right off, you know what I mean?
Well, I know. It's going to be one of those, you know, front-page stories.
You're going to step on it, and it's going to go... Yeah.
It really will be a coin purse, my captain.
Yeah.
Boom.
You will, exactly.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I just, you know, going to the doctor, hanging out, being cool. Yeah.
Don't. I suggest you don't wear cleats.
Cleat. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And while you're getting out of the tub.
Yeah. Well, actually, the danger I found is like getting in and out of the car. Actually, is like, you know.
What are you doing? You're not shutting it in the door, are you?
No, I'm just saying, you know, you got to be careful. You know, you got enough, you know, ballroom in there, you know, when you get in and out of the car. I'm just saying.
Are you sitting on yourself? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you can be careful. You pinch yourself, you know, if you're not careful. Well, you're jumping out of the car fast. You can regret it, man. You will learn to regret that.
So it's like you... And Cannon from the old TV show gets out of the car real slow.
That's right. Ah, I'll be right there, Miles. Cannon, you're a jackass, man.
I just remember for some reason on that show how William Conrad, who was a fat guy.
William Conrad, I mean, he was incredibly fat, too. He was a fat guy. I mean, he was like 2 fat guys put together. Super huge.
In like the opening scenes, they showed him getting out of a car like every week, and I'm like, why in the world would they want to show that man getting in and out of a car?
That poor bastard, really.
It was like rolling out of the car.
Okay, now you're going to run down the street as fast as you can, yelling and screaming.
There's a company called the Duluth Trading Company. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, yes, I have.
Yeah, more ballroom for your... Ballroom jeans, yes.
Ballroom jeans,
That may be a Christmas gift for you this year.
I might need it, because sometimes you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, man.
It just strikes me as funny.
I'm just.
What kind of pants do you wear on a day-to-day basis, may I
inquire? I like to wear Dockers and stuff.
Dockers, okay. So I mostly wear jeans.
Jeans. I like to wear jeans, Dockers.
I wear jeans. Yeah, jeans and Dockers, but mostly jeans.
Jeans, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
What's your selection of underwear? What kind of underwear is
I do enjoy boxers for the most part. I don't wear briefs, but...
Therein lies the issue, I believe, sir.
Yeah.
Boxers. You're going to have to make a slow transition at least to boxer briefs.
No, come on.
Yes. I like the boxer briefs myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're...
What? High rise bikini. Yeah.
But I think you're going to have to make the move to a brief and or boxer brief.
I'm not sure. I think it's going to be surgery, too. Reduction. I like to have surgery like that.
You're going to have ball surgery?
Yeah, I wonder how they would do it. I mean,
Oh, my God. Well, you could ask that lady with the little hat on.
I know.
You could say, can I talk to you, you know, about this condition I have? And it's when I get in and out of the car. I kind of leave a part of myself on the seat for a minute, and then it really hurts. And
I have a priapism. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Yeah, nice.
Pretty bad. There's only one cure for it.
Oh, really? What's the cure for the priapism? Well, let me look it up in my medical book here.
Oh, no, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know.
What?
Imagine there's some sort of surgery or something you could get.
A nutsack reduction surgery.
I bet you there is.
I'm not looking that up, no matter what. I'm not looking it up. I'm not Googling that.
Yeah.
You can Google it later in private.
I think I'd be okay if I ever got burned on my arm or something, because I think I know where the graft would come from.
You could be in the commercial, you know, those commercials where those people are overseas helping children.
You think this young man has a beard? Well, you'd be wrong. He doesn't.
I had a facial deformity, but now I'm whole thanks to Miles Scrooge.
It was a transplant. You. Got another few yards to work with here.
It's like fabric down there. It's like a bolt of fabric.
It's like felt.
Let me just say that the Nazis could have decorated a whole hotel lobby with lamps on the scrotum skin.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know.
Well, it all started in the hot tub tonight, folks. That's all I can tell you. Bob was just so damn interested in every aspect of it. I was just a little concerned.
I could not believe
what are you watching
would
now?
Answer
what
the
are you
phone
watching now?
While you're in the bathtub.
What? You don't take a bath?
Actually, no, I don't take a bath. I take a shower.
Not anymore. I feel dirty. I feel very dirty.
I grew up, we did not have a shower when I grew up. We only had a bath.
Bath, yeah.
And I got tired. I have all the baths I ever want to have. Once I got to a shower, no looking back. Showers for me.
There you go.
I don't want to sit in my own filth, or the filth of any of my family members, because we lived in the country, and so water would be low sometimes, and I was usually the last one in, so.
Bob, you're awful dirty from that quarry.
Yeah, Mom, right. I know. We don't take a bath there. The fingers are kind of smelly.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Wash up here a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Get the smell of jasmine off me here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very hillbillyish, but yes, when I was little, we did have, we didn't do everybody, but there would be the two people share.
Yeah.
Where my brother would get the bath first, and then I'd have to get it after he got done, so.
Oh, my God. Did they empty the water?
What?
They did empty the water between you two.
No, seriously. I'm serious.
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
I am serious. It was like hillbillies. I swear.
Oh,
I was like
my God!
It is like it's like your sister.
Oh my God! Don't ever talk about my family again, okay?
That's
disgusting.
Oh my gosh! No, we did not empty the water. I got in the water afterwards. Yes.
Oh my God!
I was a kid. What could I do about it?
Take off your clothes.
Your turn. Okay.
Your turn next.
No, I'm serious. Because we had a well, and like around, I buy water, so we don't do that here. But
we have a cistern.
My parents lived out in the country, and
mm-hmm.
and whenever water was low, you shared the bath water.
How did you know your water was low?
Because it didn't rain for a while. That's how you know. You look down the well and you see where it's at.
Oh, I mean, oh, you could actually look in there, really. Oh,
yeah, look in the well.
I don't know Ellie Mae. You know? We were rich, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's true. You were rich. That's right. You bathed in the spit of your neighbors or something. I don't know.
Yes, we had young children come in. Yeah,
that's right. You're a regular Nero.
Yes, we were rich.
Yeah,
we were way richer
than I was growing up.
Hell yes.
That's for certain. So no, I shared bathwater with my brother. It's not something I'm proud of, but it's true.
Oh boy! Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. I didn't tell you this before. Okay.
He's not stinky. He's my brother.
Well, he probably was stinky, to be honest with you, but.
And the scrotch is very long.
So I don't. I like to have my own shower. You know.
Yeah, I bet.
One use.
Yeah.
Water goes away. Thank you very much.
I never had to bathe with anybody. Thank God. That's good.
Let's see. I probably took a bath with my brother. I'm sure I did at some point in time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, when I was little. Definitely. Yeah. My kids, they took a bath together when they were little.
Yeah.
Yeah. The funny part was my son, he pooped in the tub a couple times, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
And that's why my daughter didn't like that so well, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny at the time.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Not so much now. He was a baby, you know, he was tiny, so.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope this was last year. Yeah.
That's right. Just last week.
Mm. Just last week, you know, he got loose.
Well, he got all relaxed. Yeah. That's absurd.
Yeah, everyone laughed. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
so, yeah, that was. Baby. Yeah, well. So now you know why I like to take a shower.
Yeah.
Now you know. I'm not like, you know, Plastic Man like you are, but, you know.
Wait for Plastic Girl to come here. And...
Right. Don't worry, this superhero is easy to get away from. Just wait till he trips on his sack.
I'll get you caught.
Oh, my God. I'm in such pain.
It's called the car door.
You wrap it around you like Chewbacca's sash, his bandolero. Do you, Chewbacca?
Yes.
Got this giant Wookiee sack.
Oh,
oh my goodness, this is just disgusting.